DW.
Ocean acidification happens particularly fast in cold water, which is bad news for creatures living in our northern waters, and those include cold water corals. To find out more about these lesser-known corals and how their living conditions are changing with the climate, I paid a visit to the Geomar Climate Lab in Kiel and met up with scientist Janina Buscher.
We are in a climate room of Geomar where we keep cold water corals, and we are trying to investigate impacts of ocean acidification on warming on these species.
So it does feel pretty chilly in here. What temperatures are we at?
We have 6 degrees Celsius in the room, and we have a temperature of 8 degrees Celsius in the water where the corals live at. This is actually the ambient temperature where these corals in the field live at.
Now, normally we think of corals as being something you find in warm tropical water, but this is a different sort.
Yes, this is cold water corals, not only because they live in cold water, so they live in depths between like 50 meters to more than 4,000 meter water depth, but there's also a difference in their lack of symbionts. So tropical corals do have symbionts, that is little microalgae that are sitting on their calcareous structures, and most cold water corals don't have these symbionts. So they rely on food particles that sink down to the reefs.
Then let's have a little look.
Yes.
In the tank?
Yeah. So here are aquaria with a cold water coral, Lophelia pertusa. This is the coral species we are looking at, and this is the cosmopolitan coral species that occurs worldwide in depth between like 200 to 2,000 meters. And this coral appears in white to more orange or red colour.
So normally when we look at pictures of white corals, it's an image of coral bleaching because the water has got too warm. This is different. These are completely healthy corals.
Yes, this is completely healthy coral. They can appear in a reddish colour, but usually they appear in this white colour.
So normally they are found in very deep water. Does that make it more difficult to research into them?
Yeah, well, of course, logistically it's much more difficult to get the corals because for tropical corals you can just dive down or ask divers to get them for you, but with these corals we have to dive down with a vehicle, and we are lucky to have one here at Geomar. This is the Yago. This is a submersible where you can actually dive down with the pilot together, so it's always two people, a two-man submersible, and this is pretty exciting because this gives really good motivation why you are studying this, actually, because the atmosphere down there, you can't even describe this, so this is unbelievable. So it's so quiet and such a peaceful environment that you immediately get the feeling you want to protect this.
So where did you bring these ones up from?
From 200 to 300 meter water depth near Norway, so at the Norwegian shelf. And there's huge reefs where we collect the corals at the edges to not disturb the reefs itself and to do our experiments here in the lab.
So what experiments have you been doing and what were you trying to find out?
We are investigating the impacts of ocean acidification and global warming on cold water corals. And yeah, we are trying to find out what climate change really does to these corals and what impacts this might have on the cold water coral ecosystems.
So we're talking about two impacts. There's ocean warming and there's ocean acidification, right?
Yes, exactly.
So what were you able to find out?
What we've seen is that this coral species can cope much better with ocean acidification than we previously thought. So it can thrive and grow under ocean acidification. But what we've seen also is that under the combined impact, we don't see a difference between control groups and the combined effect. But what we've seen is that when we apply the single stressors, like ocean acidification alone or a high temperature alone, that we see that there's physiological processes going on and that there are changes and the growth rates are reduced under ocean acidification. Then they can't build up their carbon skeletons as well. And we also saw that they start to dissolve more easily. So this is, of course, a negative effect. So under the combined impact, which is the most probable situation we are facing, there we probably will have difficulties in the physiology and they have to counteract ocean acidification somehow. And other processes that we didn't measure here, like reproduction, might be impacted by it. So this is what we still have to find out, if other processes next to growth rate will fail to be sustained under these conditions. While warming tends to increase their metabolism, and then they can take up more food, when there's more food available.
So what does this tell us about what is likely to happen to these creatures with climate change? And is there anything that we can do to alter that?
So in the future ocean, when my experiment would really be that what we see in the future ocean, then we don't see a direct difference between the growth performance now and the growth performance in the future. But since I have seen that that the single stressors do have an impact on them, I assume that there might be some effects, some hidden effects that we don't see yet, so that the energy balance is shifting somehow and that other processes like reproduction might not be sustained as well as growth rates, and that resources for other processes are brought into growth to keep up and sustain the most important physiological process for these corals.
So are you concerned about the future of the ecosystems in which these corals live?
Well, these corals build the ecosystem, so this is kind of important. And if they fail, if they fail in the future, and the reefs are not as stable anymore because of increased dissolution or something like this, then of course the biodiversity that is kept in these ecosystems will break down or will be reduced. So, yes, I am still concerned. So I have hopes that they can cope better than I thought in the beginning, but I'm still concerned if they really can thrive in these future ocean conditions, also for longer terms, because this is really slow growing animals, and we did this experiment for half a year, so they might be able to cope within half a year, but not much longer, so maybe like in 3 years or something they can't cope or go against it anymore and counteract the ocean acidification problem anymore.
So will you keep observing them?
Yes, at least that's what I'm trying to, and I want to go more into the field and do such experiments under more natural conditions, because we are working here in a lab with really constant conditions and where we can keep all the environmental conditions constant, but in the environment, like in the field, you have variability, strong variability seasonally and also daily fluctuations that we didn't incorporate into these experiments. So we have to see if the natural variability also plays a role or makes it more difficult or makes it easier for these corals to counteract or balance the effects.
Well, good luck with that, and I think perhaps we should get out of here into our more natural environment and out of the chill. Thank you very much for talking to us.
DW